Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're live in the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios on a bench on CBS Sports Radio. I'm Pharrell along with Mafia and Carver High in the 5-hole O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. Every day, 855-212-4CBS. So we'll be in Vegas the week of January 29th for the Super Bowl. That's Sunday, the 4th of February. The Bash is at the downtown Las Vegas Event Center right across the street from the D Casino Hotel on Fremont Street. We always do the show at the D the whole week. We'll be there again starting the 29th every night in the View Bar, second floor, V-U-E. View Bar, second floor at the D Casino. With our great affiliate in Las Vegas. And we're going to do 5 live shows. And then we're going to host this bash for Sunday. And you can see for yourself how great it is. Every year it gets bigger and bigger. The event is it's unequaled. It really is. And I think that, you know, what I've seen it grow to what it is today, it's just the most remarkable bash ever. I wouldn't miss it for the world. They have kiosks set up, William Hill, in the lobby of the D. You can walk right across the street and in-game betting. It is fantastic. And even when you're in Nevada, you can use the in-game betting on your mobile app, the William Hill mobile app. So it's great. Great time to hang out. Come for the week. Come for the weekend. Get a room at the D. Call the D. Get a room. We'll be out there the week of January 29th. Carver High has been doing his calisthenics, getting ready for the trip. His second trip with Uncle Futrelli to Vegas. Sin City to Megadon, beautiful downtown Las Vegas, baby. By the way, the Vegas Golden Knights won tonight over the Penguins, 2-1. Marc-Andre Fleury, big win for them, their 20th win. And I bet on them to beat the Penguins tonight. One other thing. Remember the guy that called up about the Capitals winning against the Bruins? Do you know that's like 11 straight times they've beat them? 11 straight. I think it's 11 straight. They own them. How's that for? Like, it's really not that exciting when you own a team as much as they own the Bruins. 11 straight. Is that not insulting? Carver High, that's kind of a beating. That's when you're getting manhandled. 11 straight against one team. That's total domination.
Owned.
World domination. Don't forget, Carver High, very excited for two things. One, our last show of the year tomorrow. And two, he's going to do a Miami-Buffalo Facebook Live video on Sunday from his new man cave at the new Carver High Estate in Strong Island, Playerville. Also, I'll be doing a Facebook Live showing from the Farrella Palatial on Sunday for the Steelers-Patriots game. So if you live in Pittsburgh or in Boston and you're huge Steelers or Patriot fans, well, you'll be watching anyway, even if you live in Hamtramck. You'll be living anywhere and watching this game. It's the game of the week, right? It doesn't matter if you live in Alaska. Good evening, Anchorage. You'll watch, right? It's going to be a great game, so... From coast to coast, they'll be watching that game on CBS. And I'm excited about it. So we'll do a little Facebook Live action this Sunday and have some fun. And you can see how violent and evil and unholy my dog is. And my children, my daughter is insane, and she'll beat your ass. Mafia, did you get your new benefits done tonight on the deadline being Friday? Did you get it done? Because Carver High did get it done. I got it done. You were the last to join the party here, being that you were out of the country for so long.
Yes, I did get it done tonight.
So was there anything on there that you got that you didn't know you could get that you got and you're excited about, or is it just all boring?
No, it's all pretty much the same as what we had overall. It's... Just more money out of my check every 2 weeks.
The lady that I dealt with today, she was wonderful. Amanda, I'll call her. Amanda told me at one point, she talked to me about accidental death. And so we went over, we reviewed the possibilities of me dying accidentally. Or I tried to explain to her there would be more of a chance, odds-wise, because I'm an odds guy and a betting guy.
That you were killed on purpose?
Yes. That's exactly the conversation I had with her, that I had better odds to be killed on purpose than I did Carver High accidentally. And then she said that the policy covers wife and kids for accidental death. And then I said I had a way stronger probability of dying on purpose as opposed to an accident. And she, so when the conversation was over, to make a long story a little longer, I said to her, I go, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and good luck with that, you know, accidental death and dismemberment. I hope that doesn't happen to you. She's like, you too. I'm like, we were wishing each other that we don't have our bodies dismembered. Can you imagine? Or how about like Jeff Dahmer? Remember him? He could have cut you up and put you in his fridge. He could have been dismembered that way. Can you imagine him calling up 34C? We found your husband's arm in a guy's freezer in Milwaukee. And I'm like, oh, man, I just couldn't believe the conversation. Would you like dismemberment insurance? I'm like, yeah, actually, I would. There's some people that have been threatening me lately. Carver High told me this week you should probably look into dismemberment insurance or accidental death insurance based on some of the you missed it, Mafia, that Carver High will fill you in shortly here on the air. Carver High, tell them how many death threats I got this week.
Several.
It's always a good week on the air, Mafia, when I'm getting death threats for ratings.
I know it's a correlation that I'm gone for a week and all of a sudden you're getting death threats.
Tomorrow is Mike Francesa's last day here at CBS, or whatever you call us, at the WFA. And there are a lot of people extremely troubled by this, Carver High. There's been a lot of tears shed in the newsroom, I noticed. A lot of people talking about the final show, and I want to get your opinion of it. Does that move you in any way, shape, or form? You were at the Fan for a long time. All I ever did was fight with the guy for years, so well, you don't want me to talk about him.
Well, to be fair.
He's great at what he does.
Absolutely.
I'll never deny his greatness of what he does.
One of the guys that when you talk about this business that we're in, you have to put up there
a maverick
with one of those guys that started this or at least kept it going and made it bigger.
A titan.
By doing it in New York City right. In the afternoon. I grew up listening to him and Chris Russo during the afternoons when I was a kid.
He told us he grew up listening to us, Mafia.
Actually, like I said, early on when I was 12, 13, 92, 93, 94.
Right. Then you shifted on to us.
And then you.
Because we were so much cooler.
You went on the Fan in the late 90s at night.
Right.
And then that's when I started.
95 to like 2000.
Exposed to Uncle Futrelli was right. In that area. And then, of course.
I was a little more hip for you.
And then, of course, you were gone then after that.
Right.
For a while.
Federal prison.
And I didn't hear you again until you got to the other planet.
Right.
Over
Howard
over there.
Stern, so, who they hate when I mention.
But Mike has been, obviously, I've listened to him for the last 25 years of
right.
My life.
So,
and then I started working at WFAN in 2008
right.
or 9. And as years went on, I eventually became, I guess you could say, in the last few years before I came to you, I was kind of the main fill-in for his producer when his producer
right.
Would be
so
out.
You worked with him a lot.
Right. I worked with Mike.
And he liked you?
Yeah. I always got along great with
you
Mike.
You got along great with him?
He was good to me.
Good to you.
So...
Better to you than I am is now
didn't
the question.
Say that.
I didn't say
I
that either. I said, which one has been better for you? Like, you have more fun with me or with him?
All I said was he was good to me.
He will not comment on who he has more fun with.
Well,
there's no
pretty,
way you have more fun with him than this.
It's pretty clear that I have more fun here. That's not.
Did he ever take you to Vegas to strip clubs? Wait, are we live? Check. 1, 2. Check. Winterfest. Check.
What I meant by
check,
that
please.
Was... There's a perception of Mike that he yells at callers and yells at this.
Right.
And I was just saying he was always good to me. And that's it. That's and I. It's,
there you go.
It's
so you find of, it sad tomorrow that
end
it's
of
the
an,
last
end of an era tomorrow.
Think it's sad. How long do you think it'll be before he's announcing his next gig?
I think he said he has to wait 90 days or 60 days or something like
that. Oh, so they even have that on him?
Yes.
He can't do anything for 60 days?
He's brought it up on the air. He said, I can't say anything for 60 or 90 days, whatever it is.
Can you believe it? They've got like an out clause? He can't talk about his next opportunity?
Correct.
How pathetic is that?
He said it was his own fault having in the contract. Whatever. He's talked about it openly on the air. So.
I have an out in my contracts, too. They're called You're Fired. There you go. All right. So I will say this. He's great at what he does. He's been the best in New York ever at what he does on sports talk. There's no doubt about that. So all the best to him in the future. And that's it. Is that nice? Was that nice to say?
It was.
Okay. Because I didn't have much of a relationship with him.
That's okay.
At least I made up with Russo.
You guys were over at Sirius.
I get along with him fine. Mafia is my witness. I get along with him just fine. No problem there. You know, another guy would have had as big as Texas, but I get along with him. I always had a decent relationship with him.
Yeah, he'd always say hi to you over there.
Very cool with one another. There's no problems there. Because I've done it for nationally forever, for like 25 years, been syndicated nationally. I never walked around, to be honest. I think most people that know me, I don't walk around thinking I matter. So I'm pretty normal, level-headed. Am I not, Carver Hyde? No, Mafia? Yes. No? Fairly normal?
Yes.
Nice to everyone?
Well, as normal as you can be.
Well, I mean, but I'm nice to everyone.
Right, you're a regular guy. You're not one of these egotistical guys.
There you go. The rest of them are out in the newsroom. All day long. Thank you. All right, moving on before I get a letter from our new bosses who I haven't met and I hope I never meet. Tony in Virginia, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, what's going on, for real? You're the greatest in the world, man. I love your show. You bring it all the time, man.
Thanks, brother.
Hey, I told you, I'm a Giants fan.
Right.
I let you know earlier in the year that things are going to get bad. I got my spoon with me right now, and I got some flame to it. I need some dope. Give me that.
I knew when he said he had the spoon going that there was going to be a flame involved and some cooking. I knew something was going on there. All right, so look, so you think Eli's got to go?
Oh, definitely. I mean, you put up a list earlier about a bunch of NFL players that was disrespecting the currency.
Right.
Let me tell you something. Eli is not worth the cut in a bag of dope.
Don't they own the cut, the stomp? Carver Hyde, don't they own like $40 million? Isn't that about accurate? I heard that he's owed 40. Am I wrong? And then if he does a new deal somewhere else, what he wants is to double it and make $80 million in his last deal and play for 4 years. I think they owe him $20 million for 2 years each.
Something like that.
So, I mean, the Giants definitely don't want to pay that. Mafia is shaking in the corner with all the talk about spoons and cut and flames and cooking. And he's just like, he's flipping through the legal book he's got. It's a lawyer manual. He's got the tongue going on the thumb. He's flipping through. He's been in Mexico drinking tequila. And what is it called? Agave?
Agave, yeah.
There you go. I'm just glad I got that right.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
So if you would have signed up for PharrellOnTheBench.com already, you would have hit that Denver game tonight on the money line and the spread. You'd be off to a great start for the weekend. Remember, there's games Saturday, Chicago at Detroit, and the Bolts at Arrowhead against Kansas City. You got to be on PharrellOnTheBench.com for winners, though. Sunday, you got Miami Buffalo. In Buffalo, Green Bay at Carolina, Philly at the G-Men, Rams at Seattle, New England at Pittsburgh. That's the game of the week. Sunday night, Dallas, Oakland. Monday night, Atlanta, Tampa. Every game, money line and spread. All the bowl games, every one for the next month. They start Saturday. They're all posted at PharrellOnTheBench.com. College hoops Saturday, Notre Dame and Indiana. Saturday in the NBA, Oak City and the Knicks, and a handful of other games, obviously. all weekend long. NHL tomorrow night, LA and New York at the Garden. That'll be good. The Blue Shirts against the Kings. Get every pick in every sport, every day, every game on the board. All of it, boxing and MMA as well. Daily fantasy rosters. It's all at PharrellOnTheBench.com. It's F-E-R-R-A-L-L, PharrellOnTheBench.com. Sign up today. So there you go. By the way, Brady, just so you know, Brady's 7-2 against Roethlisberger. He owns him. And Roethlisberger has more losses against Brady than anybody. Flacco's got 6 of them against him. Carson Palmer has 5 against him. Peyton Manning had 4 against him. But it's Brady's 7 that's his thorn in his side. I mean, that's all there is to it. All-time rankings, Brady first in playoff wins, first in regular season wins. Game-winning drive, 2nd all-time. Passer rating, 3rd all-time. Passing yards, 4th all-time. Passing TDs, 4th all-time. Completions, 4th all-time. Bottom line is, he's better. Roethlisberger, playoff wins, 6th. Regular season wins, 6th. Game-winning drive, 7th. Passer rating, 10th. Passing yards, 8th. Passing TDs, 9th. Completions, 8th. I mean, that's the deal. Brady's better. And he beats Roethlisberger. Obviously, Roethlisberger respects him, and he knows how good he is. So it is what it is. It's going to be a great game. And Roethlisberger's winning a lot lately. The Steelers have a lot of momentum. They've been winning. They've been rolling, et cetera, et cetera. And then the Pats are coming off that stinker on Monday night in Miami. And I thought they really, for the first time in a long time, you could say they looked terrible. That's just all there is to it. Al in Northern Virginia, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, you know, like in Major League Baseball, they have the Cy Young Award and they have the MVP. And it's because the pitcher controls the game. In the NFL, the quarterback controls the game. So he wins 80% of the MVP awards. For once, Woodson, who won it in college as a defensive player, this is Brown's year, depending on who wins the New England-Pittsburgh series, and then who, that's it.
I think maybe. I mean, a lot of people think it's Brady. A lot of people think it's Wentz. And some people think, obviously, it's Antonio Brown. So it is what it is. No one can deny what Wentz has done. And I kind of feel like the fresh blood thing in this instance. Like, he's been incredible for the Eagles. The Brady thing is just normalcy, isn't it? Isn't this what we've come to expect every single week, every single year, just his domination of what he does? And, you know, he's got Gronk back in the lineup this week. That's what he does. He's had so much success with so many different receivers. And then really, Roethlisberger has had all the success with, like, Antonio Brown and Heath Miller, Le'Veon Bell, and then you start looking at guys that retired, like Ward and Holmes, et cetera. But it doesn't matter who Brady throws to. He just racks it up. Kenny Britt joined him this week. He'll probably start throwing touchdowns to him now. It doesn't matter who they put out there. He throws TDs. It really is incredible. So, I don't know. Carver, how do you think Antonio Brown's going to get the MVP?
I think that he should be in consideration, but they never give it to wide receivers. Never.
Yeah.
So, I think the highest I saw either today or yesterday, the highest a wide receiver ever finished was Jerry Rice, finished 2nd once or twice back in the day. They just, you know, like Mavi said before, the quarterback gets them the ball. It's more emphasis is put on him.
Well, there you go. So
what if
it.
He has a huge game Sunday? What if, because this is the game. This is it.
Don't you think
Sunday.
He will have a big game?
Let's say he goes 9 for $180 with 2 scores, and the Steelers beat the Patriots on Sunday. You giving him? Does that help?
You might
him?
Get it because it's through the regular season, right? It's not about the postseason.
No, it's all about regular. It's about these 16 games that you
right.
played in 2017. That's it.
So, and this is game 14, correct?
Yes.
So they have three more. And there's what? So week 17 is in 3 weeks?
Yes.
And then the playoffs?
Three games left.
So then in literally 4 weeks is the wild card game.
Yeah. 4 weeks from Saturday, yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. So now they're sad. It's 3 weeks away, Jay?
Because if you can't, this coming Sunday is the third to last.
It's 15.
It's 2 weeks.
16 is?
17. That's 2 weeks from this coming Sunday is the last regular season
right.
game.
Right.
So 3 weeks. Three weeks from this.
Because we're late in the week, so.
Right.
Jay's going to get specific, so we're late in the week.
Oh, so two more Sundays after this week.
Correct. Correct.
All right, so I'm with you. So in three weeks,
it's the playoffs.
So do you know by any chance when that date is? Like the first Saturday?
January 6th and 7th.
So there you go. There you go. January 6th and 7th.
Yeah. New Year's Eve is the last week.
Right. That's
right.
The
last Sunday.
Oh, is it because there's games on Christmas and then the following week there's the last game?
Everybody plays December 31st.
Wow. So that day will be Carver High. Our last day off that Sunday, and then Monday is the Clemson Alabama game. We come back to work.
Correct.
That's unless we're dismembered.
Well, anything can happen.
I'm just kidding. Come on, cheer up, there, Buzzsaw. The lady was talking to me today. Did you hear the story about the lady talking to me about dismemberment?
No.
I was doing my benefits. She said, "Would you like dismemberment insurance?" I was like, what are the odds I'm going to be dismembered? She's like 40%. I'm like, all right, I'll sign up for it.
40%?
She just felt like with a lot of death threats and everything. She goes, you're the guy on the radio with a gravelly voice that people want to kill. I go, yeah. She goes, you got about a 40% shot.
With the stuff on the bottom of your shoe. You get insurance for that?
Actually, you would be shocked to know that I did get the dog insurance. Yes, and I'm not kidding.
I believe you.
It actually pays like 90% of the bills for the dog. It's the greatest thing ever.
You might as well. Your dog has more medication than I've heard of a human having in the first like 20 years of life.
Whenever we run out of good drugs at my house, we just take the dog's drugs. Seriously.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
Trust the pro parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to help you choose the brakes that are an exact fit for your vehicle. Brands you trust like Brake Best and Wagner ThermoQuiet. O'Reilly Auto Parts has the brake parts you need at guaranteed low prices. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. Every day, 855-212-4227. Don't forget to get the I Am Scott Pharrell app in the App Store for free. You'll love it. Snapchat, new one's up. Pharrell on Bench is our following. Instagram is On the Bench CBS. We put a podcast out after the show at On the Bench CBS and at Scott Pharrell on Twitter. Also on Facebook.com/Pharrell on the Bench and on our homepage at OnTheBenchCBS.com. We'll be in Vegas the week of January 29th for the Super Bowl, February 4th. Five live shows at the D Casino on Fremont Street in the View Bar second floor with our great affiliate in Las Vegas. So, this story, did you see this one? It's pretty disturbing. The latest story about sexual harassment now, the Boston Globe did a huge piece on Thursday about sexual harassment at ESPN, including accusations against John Buchagross and Matthew Berry. Did you see these accusations? Okay, so some of the accusations in the Globe's piece come from this woman that was on a fellowship and this past summer filed a complaint against the network with the Connecticut Commission on Human Rights and Opportunities. The woman alleges that Buchagross sent her unwanted shirtless photos and that ESPN retaliated against her when she complained. Apparently she accused him, Buchagross, of sending unsolicited shirtless photographs of himself and calling her doll face, dream girl, long legs, and messages that were obtained by the Globe. She said she tried to remain cordial in the emails, but at one point responded, "You need to wear clothes, sir." Rumors spread that the two were in a relationship. She complained to the company officials and was advised by a supervisor to drop the matter. She says they retaliated against her by reducing her on-air shifts and ultimately denying her a permanent position. The other fellow, a male, received a job offer. The Globe interviewed three former employees who say that she had confided in at the time about her treatment and confirmed her account of the matters. Per the Globe, Buchigross admitted to sending the woman the photos, but denied spreading rumors and said that they remained friendly even after the photos. The allegations against Barry comes from an actress, model, and writer. Do you remember that one, Jen Sturger? She, who previously described sexual harassment at ESPN in a tweet sent in October, she claims that Barry led her to a strip club without informing her that they were going, and he later made inappropriate comments sexually toward her. Allegedly, today Barry said visiting the strip club, quote, was not a smart decision and I regret going. He described a photo from that work trip in which he is pointing at Sturgers and personally embarrassing himself, and I did not mean any offense. Sturger said she had another uncomfortable encounter with Barry 2 years later, claiming that Barry made sexual comments when she visited ESPN to talk about a job opportunity, an accusation that Barry denies. When asked whether he had ever been suspended or disciplined for inappropriate behavior, he said, I was talked to once about an alleged issue, and it was ultimately resolved. The other main revelation in the Globe story concerned treatment of pregnant women. Former anchor Sarah Walsh, who was laid off, reportedly had a miscarriage allegedly on air because she felt if she took a day off, she would risk upsetting superiors. Shortly after this guy took over as vice president of SportsCenter in 2014, he questioned her commitment because she also worked for the fantasy show during the football season. She had signed a multi-year deal and helped host a lot of new digital sports centers and et cetera. She was worried about her job. She decided not to call in sick when she started bleeding, apparently. This whole thing is just so overwhelming. I can't even go on with it. You know what I mean? It's just overwhelming. I can't. Is there a day that goes by now that we don't talk about some famous person going down the drain with sexual harassment allegations? My God. Is it not the hot topic of, is this not the hot potato of the month club? Super Bowl odds for week 15. The Pats, Vegas 9-4, Steelers 3-1, Vikings 8-1, Eagles 10-1, Saints 12-1 with the Jags and Falcons, Rams 14-1, Chargers 16-1, Seahawks 18-1, Panthers 20-1. There you go. All right, Carver High, who has the edge, Miami or Buffalo in Rich Stadium?
Buffalo.
Why?
Home field, it's going to be about 5 or 10 degrees in Buffalo on Sunday, maybe a little snow.
And they love that.
Miami coming off a huge win against the Patriots on Monday night on a short week where I could see a little bit of letdown from them. Bills have, I know that the Dolphins and their fans want to say that they're still in it at 6-7. I don't know about that. I guess they got to run the table and see what happens. But I think the Bills win this Sunday in Buffalo. I feel good about this game on Sunday.
As I'm looking on their website, it's funny. I see this Matthew Berry featured on here today. Are you surprised that he's featured today, the day that he's being written up in the Boston Globe as a sexual harasser?
He's featured every day up on that website.
Always featured.
Always featured.
They should feature more of his behind-the-scenes stuff. It sounds pretty exciting what he does off camera. You know, going to strip clubs and stuff. Mafia blowing the whistle. Are you on his side or something?
No, I'm not blowing the whistle on him. Blood on the play on ESPN.
Floyd Mayweather versus Conor McGregor. The final numbers are in. Showtime pay-per-view. They finally got around to it?
It took a couple months, but what happened? Remember when...
4.3 million pay-per-view
What happened to
buys?
6 million? Didn't we hear that number from somebody?
6 million. It was 4.3 million, second most watched fight on pay-per-view ever to Mayweather-Pacquiao, which was the worst pay-per-view fight ever. Marvin Lewis concedes coaches realize these jobs are not forever. I wish that they would make his job not forever, finally. How many big games does he have to lose before they finally fire him? Spagnuolo says the plan right now is Davis Webb will be inactive on Sunday. The Giants continue making horrible decisions. Eli Apple wants to play against the Eagles after tweeting mistake. What did he say? What was it that he said that was a mistake?
It was a mistake that he was tweeting while the game was going on from the sidelines.
Everybody has to pay for any mistake they make.
They're not allowed to do that by league and team rules.
Can't tweet during a game. Wow, he was tweeting during a game on the sideline. So we're hearing that Chris Yelich is in play in Miami, right, Carver Hyde? That a lot of people are saying he's not getting dealt. But it sounds like the Marlins will trade the whole team.
Get them all out.
The Red Sox are talking to both J.D. Martinez and Eric Hosmer. Do you think they'll be signed tomorrow?
Yes.
C.C. Sabathia would be a fine addition to the rotation in Toronto. Do you believe that?
That would hurt the Yankees.
The Yankees and Diamondbacks are talking about your boy, the Pillsbury-Ellsbury Doughboy.
The thief.
The thief. Can't blame him for getting all that money.
No, they gave it to him.
Fernando Rodney, do you think they'll send him to Diamondbacks? Will take that deal?
They would drive him to Arizona right now if the Diamondbacks would do it, but I don't think the Diamondbacks are that stupid.
Fernando Rodney's deal with the Twins is for $4.5 million with incentives that could up the value to $6 million with an option for the same deal. There you go. Did you see Embiid's trolling of Cat Towns? So he said, Euro stepping our way through Minnesota, and we ended up raising the cat last night. Hashtag the process. And then Carl Towns writes, that caption was as trash as your picture quality. And then Embiid tweeted back, better quality than your defense, as they're showing him skying over Towns for an easy finger roll bucket. He's great on the Twitter. He's abusive. Here we go. UCF now talking smack before their game with Auburn, Carver High.
Yeah, that's really smart by them. The undefeated UCF team going to play a heavy from the SEC like Auburn, and they're going to go and rile them up unnecessarily. So good job by
that
kid.
What do you say? They have no idea what they're in store for.
Yeah, the speed. They don't have the speed that we have. They're an SEC team, you moron. They're going to run all over you now.
Oklahoma running back Rodney Anderson will not face charges after a rape accusation. So the weight of the world off of his shoulders. Oregon star running back Royce Freeman to miss the bowl game against Boise State in Vegas. He's going to go to Andiamo instead.
Hard to blame him.
Smart decision, kid. Chuck in Cleveland on the Fan. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's happening, Braille? Hey, man, can I get some Henny to go with this smoke that I'm blowing?
can we get him a little Henny? A little Forelli Henny? Check out.
You know what I mean?
I got you.
Some of that. Hey, Braille, hey, check this out, man. I got a question for you, man.
Yeah.
When did you start calling yourself Braille, or how did that ever happen where all of a sudden you are called Braille? And I mean, you real, though, on anything. When did that happen?
Well, I mean, I've just always been Pharrell on the bench. And then I got that rock star status, just one name, Pharrell, rolling, I'd say probably, like, you know, 20 years ago. I've been doing it for 34 years. So I've been national for, like, 25 years. So once I started just doing Pharrell on the bench, then it became just Pharrell permanently by all standards and accounts from everyone I know. Like, literally, there's no one left on the face of the earth that doesn't call me Pharrell, except a couple bosses will call me Scott, and I think that's for intimidation factors, where they don't buy into the whole Pharrell thing, and they'll call me Scott. And that's strange when I hear my real name, because I never actually hear anyone call me Scott, ever. No one, not even my family. Everyone calls me Pharrell. Everyone. So it's just, you know, I'm lucky for me because, you know, Carver High told me once that it's a lot like Elvis. You're just like Pharrell, Elvis, same thing. You get the one-name status. Mafia compared me to Madonna, actually. So there's been a lot of that going around, just Pharrell. I've been able to rock that one-name status. And then a lot of times I'll say my name to people that have no clue who I am, where because I'm meaningless and don't matter. And they'll go, what's your name? And I'll go, Pharrell. And they're like, you mean like Pharrell the rapper? And I'm like, yeah, P. P-H, Pharrell. And then I just let them think that that's my name, Pharrell, with a P-H. And then they can't implicate me in any crimes that I may have committed. You know what I mean? I think that covers it, right, for the guy that was smoking the blunt.
I think you gave him the full...
The full money?
Yeah.
I was trying to kill the last 4 minutes there. You know, I'm not that excited about talking about my name, but I was dragging it out because I had nothing else to say. Do you have anything else to say other than we have one show left for the year?
This is it. Tomorrow night is the night. You won't get a chance to talk to Pharrell for 2 weeks.
Or to Carver Higher Mafia.
Any bowl game that you want to talk about, tomorrow night's the night.
Tomorrow night.
Double shot with Jerry Hinnon tomorrow night.
Double shot with Jamie Eisenberg.
Going to be a big night.
It's really going to be the biggest night ever. I got to tell you how little I'm looking forward to it. I'm serious. It really is. We got 2 double shots scheduled. We're going to do everything we can to eat Ritz crackers, but never in the studio, only in the hallway over a garbage can. And I'm going to keep wearing the shoes, my D-Waves, that are filled with dog cable. I've been trying to get the dog cable out of my shoes for 2 weeks, and I've been wearing them now to work so as to scuff them on the carpets and floors around here, trying to get the removal of the dog cable from my shoes. I don't know if you noticed, I was actually wearing the dog cable shoes. I showed Jay Berman. I actually showed him the bottoms of the left shoe is still filled with cable, and then the right shoe is clean. I was able, a lot of snow and slush and ice.
You know, you wore those nice shoes last night with the snow going on.
Right.
Why didn't you wear the cable ones last night when you could get them wrecked out
of
the snow?
Well, I wore them all day today in the snow there, Mr. Shoekeeper. I'm trying to, you know, get it all out of there for the holidays. Bring my D. Wade's back to life with his 11.9 average. That was a hell of an effort by us there to kill the last 2 minutes. I really am impressed with everybody. Thank you. Mafia, welcome back to hell. We'll see you tomorrow night at 10 for Carver High Mafia and Pharrell. Good night.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.